USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting this morning he's consulting with the National Rifle Association over whether it makes sense for a Texas company to be allowed to publish downloadable blueprints for a 3D printed gun. The president expressing doubt in his tweet, saying, "Doesn't seem to make much sense," though he didn't offer further details. A Florida father who lost his daughter in a mass shooting in February says the guns would be made of plastic so they wouldn't be detectable at screening points.
Someone could walk in with a gun and you won't know it. Airplanes, you'll be flying with someone with a gun and you won't know it. That's the risk.
Fred Gutenberg spoke on NBC's Today show. 9 state attorneys general have filed a lawsuit trying to block access to those plans. After President Trump says yesterday he'd meet with Iranian leaders, the Iranian leaders say today they don't want to meet with him. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
The deadly car fire in Northern California is still raging, but Cal Fire says there's some light at the end of the tunnel. The blaze burning another 7,000 acres overnight, now up to 110,000 acres, but containment has risen to 27%. On Capitol Hill, a Senate panel is holding a hearing on immigration policies and the reunification of parents and children separated at the border.
Like many well-intentioned policies, there were unintended consequences as a result of the administration's zero-tolerance policy.
That's the chairman of the panel, Republican Chuck Grassley, who also criticized Congress for not passing comprehensive immigration reforms. Democrats on the panel are accusing the administration of pushing an immoral and faulty immigration policy. Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's trial getting underway today in Alexandria, Virginia. He's charged with 30 counts of bank and tax fraud. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I haven't said in public until now that I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Alan Alda saying during an appearance on CBS This Morning,
I was diagnosed 3.5 years ago, and I've had a full life since then.
And he says he continues to do so, acting, writing, also working on a new podcast.
To be immobilized by fear and think the worst thing has happened to you. It hasn't happened to you. You still have things you can do.
Alda also saying he's barely noticed any symptoms except that his thumb will twitch once in a while. North Korea may still be building new missiles that could carry nuclear warheads. The Washington Post reporting that U.S. intelligence agencies have been seeing evidence the North was recently working on one or maybe two intercontinental ballistic missiles. That construction reportedly going on at a factory where the North had previously made missiles that could reach the east coast of the U.S. The U.S. and the North have supposedly been working on plans for the possibility of North Korea getting rid of its nuclear weapons. And self-driving semi-trucks no longer being developed by Uber. The company is saying it's now focusing its autonomous vehicle technology exclusively on cars. The statement by the head of Uber Advanced Technologies says the company believes having the entire team's strategy, energy, and skill focused on self-driving cars is the best path forward at this time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.